Jean Bajarski isn't just a software developer focusing on financial applications. She's also a marshal and Uber moderator over at Java Ranch. She is a veteran Java 1 speaker as of now. And she's also the author of the OCA and OCP Java certification guides. We got a hold of Jean, and the first thing we asked her was, what are the things people should do if they want to get Java certified?
The first one is buy a book. It doesn't have to be my book. You can buy Kathy and Brett's book, but buy somebody's book, because trying to do this without a book is really, really hard. We get the, in quotes, pleasure of doing that to take the beta exam, because as a book writer, you don't get to use a book. You're writing it while you're preparing, and it's a lot harder, you know, to discern what is important and what the edge cases are and what you're likely to see on the exam, and then revisit it when you better understand the scope. Another one is write lots and lots of code. In particular, write lots and lots of code without your IDE, because your IDE trains you with autocomplete and detecting errors that you may not catch them on the real exam.
Now, your book focuses on Java 8, but we've just seen the release of Java 9. What do you say when people ask, oh, should I take the Java 8 exam or should I wait until the Java 9 exam comes out?
I've actually been answering that question for a while, because even before Java 9 came out, people asked, oh, should I still study for Java 8 or should I study for Java 9? And the answer is you should study for Java 8 because it's going to be a good while. First, the release has to come out. Then Oracle has to come out with the beta exam objectives. Then they have to run a beta exam. Then there's a period of months where they evaluate the results and scoring of the beta exam. And then after that, the release gets launched. So I do think we're going to see an OCA 9 exam in 2018, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere near the first half. I think it's going to be late 2018. Also, they come out one at a time. So if you take the OCA as soon as it comes out, the OCP 9 may not exist yet. Plus, there's the extra uncertainty of Oracle has to figure out how they want to deal with the exam with 6 months releases of Java. Right, they're not going to put out a new exam every 6 months, so either they're going to tie it to the three-year release cycle or they're going to have some sort of incremental way of updating it faster. And given that I don't think they know yet, it's probably premature for people to start thinking about taking that exam.
Now, I'd never seen your name or Scott Selikoff's name on the byline of a book on Amazon before, and all of a sudden I turn around, and you've actually got three books out there. How did that come about?
Right, so we signed up for one. Scott and I have always talked about maybe writing a book together in the abstract, but never actually doing anything about it. So he was the first person I asked. So he said yes, and this was supposed to be a combined OCA-OCP book. So we worked with the publisher, and even though they contacted me, I still had to write a book proposal. So we write the book proposal, and what came out of the book proposal is the book is too long, it should really be two books. It's like, okay, so that got us to the OCA and the OCP book. A book takes about 9 months to write with somebody else, by the way. And then after both books were out, the publisher asked us if we could write an extra book of practice exam questions, answers, and explanations to supplement the first two books. And we weren't really clear on whether there was a market for it, but we were like, well, yeah, that sounds fun. We'll give it a shot anyway. And then the third book was born.
So if you're interested in improving your CV and polishing up your resume, you should definitely think about acquiring a Java certification. And a great way to help you do that is to pick up Scott and Jean's book on the OCA and OCP certification. Now, if you want to follow Jean Bajarski on Twitter, it's at Jean Bajarski. And of course, you can always find her moderating the forums over at Java Ranch. And again, if you want to get certified, take a look at the OCA-OCP Java Certification book by Scott and